the net got knocked off its moorings, and Central Wisconsin takes a 3-1 lead. And shaken, but boy, heading to the bench, getting congratulations is Jaden Yurkowski, shaking her left arm as she ran hard into the far side pipe. But what a rush up ice. Took the puck in her own zone, went through center, got into the offensive zone, then made a hard cut to her left. Took the shot, he got to the back net, then ran hard into the far side pipe. 7 minutes and 54 seconds of the first period for Jaden Yurkowski to light the lamp for the Storm and give Central Wisconsin a 3-1 lead. Puck now picked up. Here comes Gabby Heiser. Heiser into the zone on the left-hand side. Heiser along the boards. Heiser still stick handles for Central Wisconsin. At the point, not able to keep it in for the Storm was Sophie Bolin. So Central Wisconsin has to reset at neutral. Puck ahead, deflected by Isabel Yonke. Back to center, and now the puck will be dumped into the Central Wisconsin zone. Chased down by Michaela Guerum behind her own net. Michaela drops it off. Puck is loose on the doorstep, and trying to cover it up is Simonson, and she's able to do so. Little bit of a miscommunication there for Central Wisconsin, but covering it up is goalie Taylor Simonson with 8:22 to go in the first period, and a 3-1 lead for Central Wisconsin. Face-off will occur in the near face-off circle in the offensive zone for the Lakeshore Lightning. Puck is won by the Lightning, but then taken away quickly by the Storm. Up the left-hand side, Ava Whitmore. Whitmore will bring it into the zone. Whitmore trying to cut in front. Whitmore had her shot knocked away. Whitmore then trying to bank it off the goalie, I think, as she fell down. And now the puck is cleared out by the Lightning all the way down ice, and that will be an icing on Lakeshore. With 8:04 to go in the first period, we are back to 5-on-5 hockey with the Storm holding a 3-1 lead. Face-off will be to the left of the Lakeshore goalie, Elizabeth Bowers. Madeline Kelter will take the draw here for the Storm. Well, both a little false start, and now finally the puck is dropped, controlled by Lakeshore. Puck is moved to the far side corner. Grab by the Lightning. Pass is knocked away. Merrill Meverden keeps it in deep for Central Wisconsin. Kelter trying to put pressure on the puck as it's moved to the near side. Knocking it away is Meverden again. Picked up by Kelter. Kelter along the boards. Now gets it to Bolin. A shot and a stop is made. From the left point, Sophie Bolin with the wrister, but able to glove it down. Hold on is Elizabeth Bowers. Both teams will take this opportunity for a line change with 7:42 to go in period number one, and the Storm leading by a score of 3-1. Face off, Yonke trying to grab at it in the deep left corner. Also there is Mattia DePoit for Central Wisconsin. Puck is still battle for, now picked up by the Lightning, up the center ice. Now through center comes Lakeshore, into the zone, left wing side. Puck is rolled in front and cleared aside for a moment by Ava Rohde, before it got in front of the goal. Now a centering pass goes right between the circles. Deflecting, bouncing around. Now finally controlled by Central Wisconsin. Up the left-hand side. With it is Isabel Yonke. She'll get it into the Lakeshore zone. Lightning will move it to the far side. Up to the blue line, but not out. Kept in at the point by Ava Rohde. Puck is still battle for. Rohde again at the right point. Keeps it in. Thrown on net. Stick to side by Bowers. Puck in the left corner. Getting knocked down. Where's the arm? No arm. Is looking for the arm is Emma Brandt. She got taken down on the left-hand side, but the puck back to center. Puck is played by Central Wisconsin. Here comes Heiser. Moves it left to Brandt. Brandt, top of the left faceoff circle. Her shot deflected left corner. Gets it back. Centering pass deflected back to the left point. Keeping it in for a moment. Right on the blue line is Gabby Heiser. Oh, she takes a shot. And again, no arm goes up. Puck back to center ice. Back on the right-hand side, Michaela Guerum in her own zone. Guerum will pass to center. Brandt will just deflect it in, and it will go deep into the zone, right behind the cage for Lakeshore, picked up by the Lightning. Puck deflects to center. Played there by Central Wisconsin and Sophie Bolin. Bolin does a 360 in her own zone, now moves to the right-hand side. Bolin has her pass deflected away, picked up now by the Lightning. Here comes Lakeshore, no numbers, but the puck moved to the right-hand side. Kept in deep by Lakeshore, in behind the cage, picked up by Bolin. Bolin will now bring it through her own zone for Central Wisconsin. Boleyn now to the red line. Boleyn to the blue line, into the offensive zone. Boleyn knocked off the puck. Whitmore trying to dig it out along the near side boards for Central Wisconsin. Grabbed by Meverden, and she'll roll it in. Behind the cage, chased down by Lauren Dykema for Lakeshore. Rolls it back to center. Storm will regain control. At her own blue line, Ava Rohde. Rohde passes right. Knocked away and stolen. Brought back up. Ice with it is Novak. Novak moved it to the right-hand side, but nobody there for the Lightning. Puck is fought for along the near side boards near the blue line of the Storm zone. Chopped back to center by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore still fighting for it at neutral, but picked up by Lakeshore and Cheyenne Mojica. Mojica gets it ahead to Novak. Novak could not control it. Storm get it back. Ava Whitmore flips it up to center. Now the Storm trying to chase it down on the left-hand side is Mateo DePoit. DePoit, left faceoff circle. DePoit in the left corner. DePoit moves it along the near side boards. Picked up there by the Storm and Malia Barigi. Now a shot from the point attempted by Garam to flex into the right corner. 4:45 to go first period. Still 3-1 Central Wisconsin. Oh, another checkout at center ice. There have been a few very close non-calls here against Lakeshore in the last couple of minutes. Puck back to center, trying to grab it is DePoit. Has it knocked away by Chloe Katzma. Katzma moves along the near side boards. Now DePoit will pick it up. DePoit between the circles. DePoit tried to backhand it. Got blocked. Picked up again by Lakeshore. Long stretch of hockey without a whistle. Back into the offensive zone comes Lakeshore. Puck is rolled in deep, left-hand side below the goal line. Now move to the near side. With it is Mojica. Mojica got knocked away, and now a whistle. And a penalty is coming up. And I think another call is coming on the Central Wisconsin Storm. Boy, again, there are a couple of moments, and again, I'm not to say that I'm in the best position to make the call, but there were a couple of times where it felt like the arm could have gone up for Lakeshore, but now it does go up for Michaela Garam. So Garam, called for a trip, will head into the box for the next 2 minutes. 4:08 to go in period number one. 3-1 is the score. Puck back to the point. There's a shot bouncing around. Picked up again, upper slot. Now move to the left faceoff circle. Thrown in front, deflected to the near side boards. In the right-hand corner, Dykema. Dykema behind the cage for Lakeshore. Fed in front, a shot and a save. Good stop made by Taylor Simonson. A good feed right in front of the net. Getting the shot off for the Lightning was Lauren Dykema. But a terrific stop made by Simonson, who holds on. 1:43 to go in period number one. I should say 1:43 to go in the power play. 3:50 to go in period number one. And the Storm leading 3-1. Puck played by Lakeshore back to the point. Stick handled, holding, now looking through a screen, knocked down by Heiser, and now Heiser perhaps a two-on-one. Here comes a shorthanded opportunity for the Storm. Oh, and then a good defensive play made by Olivia Dykema for the Lightning to take away that odd man rush for the Storm. Now Lakeshore gets it back. Puck through center ice. Puck will be rolled in by Lauren Dykema, moves it right wing side, and then getting knocked down is Olivia Dykema, gets it behind the cage. Now pass, left faceoff circle. Trying to set up this power play now are the Lightning. 1:05 to go with the player advantage. Puck in the deep left corner. Centering pass. Puck loose between the circles. Knocked away. Another shorthanded chance for the Storm. Up the left wing side, Heiser. Heiser gets into the zone. Heiser, upper slot. Heiser holds, fires it. And a save is made by goaltender Elizabeth Bowers. Shorthanded chance that time for Gabby Heiser. But shot was up high. Seeing it all the way was Bowers. But offensive zone faceoff for the Storm. With 51 seconds of shorthanded hockey left for Central Wisconsin. 2:58 to go, first period, 3-1 Storm. Oh, turnover! Trying to grab at it was Whitmore, but could not get a shot off. Puck back to center, now by Lakeshore. Puck rolls into the offensive zone, getting there first, Mateo DePoit. DePoit, now stick handles behind her own cage. DePoit moving towards the far side corner, getting pressured. Still fighting for it is DePoit, 1-on-2. DePoit goes down, now picked up by Lakeshore. Puck moved to the near side corner, trying to grab control of it. Now a whistle and a penalty coming up on the Lightning. A cross check will be called on Lakeshore. And with 22 seconds to go on the previous penalty called on Michaela Garam, we'll have 4-on-4 for a short time and then a minute 38 of power play time for the Central Wisconsin Storm. Faceoff will come all the way back into the Lakeshore zone with 2.5 minutes to go in the first period. Storm scored first. Lakeshore tied it up at one, then back-to-back goals within a minute for Central Wisconsin has given them a 3-1 lead. Face-off is won by Central Wisconsin. Kelter tried to throw it in front. Cleared aside by the Lightning all the way down ice. That should be an icing. And it will be icing on Lakeshore. So another offensive zone draw coming up for the Storm. Our next high school sports broadcast will be on Monday night. Marathon Boys basketball against Mosinee, 7 o'clock for the pregame. We will have a pair of high school games on Tuesday. We'll tell you about that and our entire schedule for the next week during our first intermission. Face-off drawn to the far side boards, picked up by Lakeshore, trying to get it out, unable to do so on the first attempt. Still a fight for the puck along the far side boards, trying to dig it out is Heiser. Still battling for it, now rolled into the right corner. Now below the goal line, right-hand side, Heiser still fighting for it behind the cage. Heiser digs it out. Heiser now moves to the near side. Heiser again, keeping control of it, comes in front, knocked away, picked up by Garam. Power play is now started for the Storm. Puck to the far side boards. Puck is still battle for, now cleared by Lakeshore out of the zone. Ava Rohde is going to chase it down for Central Wisconsin in behind the cage. Now to the far side board, drops it off, taken there by Sophie Boline. Boline will bring it back up ice now for Central Wisconsin. Boline into the zone. Boline on the left-hand side. Boline left corner. Boline still has it for Central Wisconsin. Boline below the goal line moves it to the right-hand side. Could not connect on that pass with Fierkowski, and now picked up by Lakeshore. Puck back to center, then coming from behind to steal it back is Michaela Garam for Central Wisconsin. Garam through center. Garam into the zone, left wing side. 45 seconds on the power play, lost the puck, taken back but not cleared, picked up by Heiser. Heiser in front, Heiser holds, still holds, and a goal! Yeah! Patience by Heiser. She came in front of the goaltender, Elizabeth Bowers, held it, then got to the far right-hand side and just had enough room to squeeze it past over the goal line. A power play goal with 1:05 to go in the first period, and Central Wisconsin has a 4-1 lead. It's hard to have that much patience, but Heiser had it. A four spot in the period again. Central Wisconsin has had more than a few of these so far this season. Waiting for the scoreboard, I think, to take off the penalty time after the power play goal. There it goes, and now we're ready for the faceoff. The 4-1 Storm. 1:05 to go, first period. Face-off taken by Central Wisconsin. Trying to move it forward is Jaden Yurkupski. Excuse me, that's not Yurkupski, that's actually Boline. And now we got a whistle and I think an offside coming up on Central Wisconsin. Neutral zone face-off. Madeline Kelter will take the draw for Central Wisconsin. Puck is fought for, picked up by the Lightning. Moving it up ice is Caitlin Jumel. Jumo will dump it into the zone, picked up by the Storm. Now Central Wisconsin trying to work it back up ice at center, picked up by Katzma. Katzma's pass gets deflected. Puck moved to the left-hand side. Dumped in deep, goes in behind the cage to the right-wing corner. Puck along the boards, taken by Boline, moves it behind the cage, Mateo DePoit. DePoit back to Boline on the left-hand side, now behind the cage. 25 seconds in the period. Ava Whitmore trying to control it. Whitmore does get it up to center ice. Taken away by Tyler for Lakeshore. Moves it left-hand side. Pass knocked away by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore on the right-hand side into the offensive zone. Whitmore now turns the corner. Whitmore behind the cage. Whitmore thrown in front. And Heiser tried to go, I think, from the backhand to the forehand, expecting maybe that pass on one side. Got it on the other. Could not get a shot off. Down to zero on the clock, and that will do it for the first period of play. So the Central Wisconsin Storm with a solid first 17 minutes of hockey. They have taken a 4-1 lead at the end of one period of play. We'll come back, look at the scoring, look at the shot numbers and the save numbers, and look ahead at our broadcast schedule for the coming week here on 98.9 WXCO. It is Central Wisconsin 4, Lakeshore Lightning 1. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, Large format, graphic designer mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And Chad Holmes again from the Ozaki Ice Arena in Cedarburg. We are in the first intermission of this WIAA girls hockey matchup, and the Central Wisconsin Storm have a 4-1 lead over the Lakeshore Lightning. Storm come in at 15-3 on the season. Lakeshore is 12-4-1. Let's take a look at the scoring of this first period, as they have not announced or have not as well put up on the scoreboard the number of shots that were taken in that first period. Again, this is a beautiful facility, but it's very difficult at times to hear the PA on the scoring, so I'm going to give you the scoring as best I heard it, but no shots at this point in terms of the Central Wisconsin Storm and the Lakeshore Lightning. So Central Wisconsin got on the board first very quickly, 38 seconds of the first period. It was Jaden Yurkowski with the goal, Gabby Heiser with an assist, and it was 1-0 Storm. Then at 4:57 of the period, Lakeshore got on the board. Lighting the lamp for the Lightning was number 18, Abby Klobicek. Caitlin Jumo and Amelia Verplank had the assist on that play. So again, the game was tied up at one apiece. Then the Storm would take over, score three more times in the first period. At 6:57, Ava Rohde came in and took a shot from just beyond the top of the left faceoff circle. I believe it was deflected by Gabby Heiser, but I'm not sure at this point. So it's either going to be Heiser or Rohde. I think it will be Heiser, but the goal was scored at 6:57, and that gave Central Wisconsin a 2-1 lead. Then at 7:54, so just 57 seconds after that, a great individual effort by Jaden Yurkowski. She took the puck in her own zone, brought it up through her own end, took it through center ice, got it into the offensive zone on the right-hand side, made a hard cut to her left, fired it, got it past goaltender Elizabeth Bowers, and then ran hard into the far pipe, knocked the net off its moorings, but the net came off after the goal had been scored. So a goal scored by Jaden Yurkowski at 7:54 to make it 3-1. And then the Storm on the power play at 15:55. It was getting her either first or second of the game, Gabby Heiser. So Heiser scored the power play goal at 15:55 to make it 4-1 Storm, and that is the score at the end of the first period. It is a senior day here for the Lakeshore Lightning, so we're going to have a bit of an extended intermission as they just had the senior day activities. There's still some senior activities going on, in fact. Some pictures are being taken, so who knows how long this is going to take. The Zamboni is still waiting to come out and resurface the ice. So again, it's going to be a little bit of an extended first intermission with the score 4-1, the Storm over Lakeshore. We'll take a timeout, come back with more here from Cedarburg. Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
A look at weekend hoops action, plus the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month is featured. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This is a big weekend for high school basketball, including the return of one of the top events on the calendar every year, the Midwest Players Classic at the La Crosse Center. It's expanded to 15 games in a two-day format, featuring some of the top teams and players not only in Wisconsin, but Iowa and Minnesota as well. Among the highlight games on Friday is Rice Lake squaring off with a Stuartville, Minnesota team ranked in the top 10 in the Gopher State. On Saturday, freshly minted D2 top-ranked Mount Horeb will have a tough one against perennial Minnesota power Caledonia. Eau Claire Memorial will battle a very good Linmar, Iowa squad later in the day, while unbeaten Wisconsin Lutheran faces off against highly regarded Breck, Minnesota. Get the full schedule as well as ticket and streaming information at wisports.net. In girls basketball action later this week, there's a big one in the Woodland as D2 4th-ranked Pius will travel to Division 1 4th-ranked Pewaukee. That same night, a top 10 battle in Division 3 finds 9th-ranked Winneconne hosting 2nd-ranked Kettle Moraine Lutheran. We're happy to announce the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month for January, Mondovi Jr. Carter Heike, a fifth-generation family farmer who excels in football and baseball. You can read Carter's full profile over at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
First intermission, again an extended first intermission here at the Ozaki Ice Center. As the Central Wisconsin Storm lead the Lakeshore Lightning by a score of 4-1. Taking a look ahead at our broadcast schedule here for the coming week. On Monday night, it will be high school boys basketball as the Marathon Red Raiders play host to Mosinee. We'll be at the Marathon High School gym for live play-by-play of that one, starting with the pregame show at 7. And the opening tip at 7:15. That's Marathon versus Mosinee High School Boys Basketball Monday night, 7 o'clock right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on Tuesday, we have a pair of high school broadcasts. Tom Weaver will be at the Marathon High School Gym as Marathon hosts Stratford in a big Merrillwood Conference South Division showdown. Tom will have the pregame at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Marathon versus Stratford High School Girls Basketball Tuesday night, live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I will be with the Wausau West hockey team on Tuesday night. Warriors travel to Eau Claire to take on the North Huskies. Live coverage from Hobbs Ice Arena on the Sports 2 stream of 98 of WXCO.fm. Again, our website, WXCO.fm. Also on the Civic Media app, Sports 2 stream on the WXCO part of the app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, it is free, and it is a terrific piece of technology. You can listen to us wherever we are. So again, I will have on Sports 2 stream Wausau West at Eau Claire North and high school hockey, 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff Tuesday night. That game will also air on a delay basis after Marathon High School Girls Basketball at approximately 9 p.m., maybe a little bit later than that, on 98.9 WXCO. But again, if you want to catch Wausau West Hockey Tuesday, tune into the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. Thursday night, we will have Wausau West Hockey at at Stevens Point. Warriors at Stevens Point. Wisconsin Valley Conference Showdown Thursday night, live on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. So again, that big one between the Warriors and Stevens Point Thursday night, 6:50, live on 98.9 WXCO. Then on Friday, we will have Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball as the Warriors will be in Merrill taking on the Blue Jays. So Wausau West at Merrill in high school boys basketball Friday night, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Another busy week coming up, and of course, don't forget as well, the big high school sports show coming up on Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. We'll talk about what's going on in high school girls and boys basketball and girls and boys hockey. 2 hours of nothing but high school sports every Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. here on 98.9 WXCO. We are going to take one more timeout, and then we'll have the start of period number two. Storm 4, Lakeshore Lightning 1. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck
Richard Narrow at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Start of the second period, Storm 4, Lightning 1. Storm going from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the second period. Face-off controlled by Central Wisconsin. Jaden Yurkowski comes over the blue line, has a poke checked away. Puck is loose on the far side. Kept the battle right in front of the Storm bench. Gabby Heiser trying to dig it out. Now she has it. Tried to work her way to the left face-off circle, could not get the shot off. Puck is still in the Lakeshore zone, played by the Lightning. Banged off the boards behind the cage to the near side boards. Picked up by Lathrop. Lathrop's pass gets deflected, but does get up the center ice. Sophie Boleyn will play it at her own blue line. And then she tried to bang it off the boards, but instead goes over the boards and right into the Lakeshore Lightning bench. Out of play. 16:26 to go in period number two. 4-1 lead for the Central Wisconsin Storm. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Nope, they're going to say the faceoff will come into the offensive zone for Lakeshore. Madeline Kelter will step in, take the draw for the Storm. Faceoff left of the goaltender. Faceoff bouncing around between the circles, still bouncing around. Then a backhanded shot, and it gets past the goaltender Simonson, but wide to the far side pipe. Puck in the right corner, now comes loose. Still bouncing around, then turning and firing, going wide of the cage from the right faceoff circle. Finally, the puck settles and picked up by Central Wisconsin off the center ice. Picked up by Mara Mevernon. Mevernon trying to get it towards Ava Whitmore. Could not connect. Pick up now by Central Wisconsin. Mevernon. And now a whistle. And a penalty coming up. Madeline Kelter got involved in a collision at neutral. And I think that may be a body check penalty. So another chance with the player advantage for Lakeshore. Face off left of Simonson. Face off won by the Lightning up to the right point. Stick handled. Now move to the left face off circle. Into the deep left corner. Novick has it knocked away. The puck is cleared by Central Wisconsin and Boleyn. Tripping was actually the call on Madeline Kelter. So now trying to break out of their own zone are the Lightning, having a little trouble. Now up the center, puck is knocked away, picked up again by Sophie Boleyn, trying to move it forward towards Jaden Yurkowski. Picked up back in their own zone again by Novick and the Lightning. Knocked away by Whitmore for a moment. Again, having a hard time establishing the offensive zone are the Lakeshore Lightning. Puck over the blue line in front of the Lakeshore bench. Still loose, however, picked up by the Storm and cleared all the way down ice. A minute 12 to go on the power play. 15:05 to go, second period. Central Wisconsin with a 4-1 lead. Lakeshore trying to work their way up ice. Pass ahead. Right wing side trying to work into the zone out of the Lightning. Puck is still battle for. Chopped at, and Boleyn gets it back to center ice. Trying to get there first for the Storm is Whitmore. Battle for the puck. Ava will have it. Whitmore, a shot just wide of the far side pipe. Great hustle by Ava Whitmore. Did everything right, but just missed by inches on the left-hand side. Puck back to center. Right now, again, Lakeshore having all sorts of issues getting the puck into the zone and then setting things up on the power play. They dump it in. Whipped along the boards by Boleyn, back to the blue line, and picked up by the Storm. Oh, then overskating it was Ava Whitmore. She was thinking maybe they might have an odd player rush, but she was so quick to that puck after the right defenseman at the point had slipped down for Lakeshore. Ava skated right past the puck. Ultimately, an offside called on Lakeshore with 24 seconds to go on the power play and 14:20 to go in the second period, and Central Wisconsin still leading 4-1. Storm will win the draw. stick handled and looking for an opening is Garam. Garam gets it up to Gabby Heiser. Heiser into the zone, right wing side. Heiser into the right corner. Heiser turns at the goal line. Now below the goal line, working her way behind the cage, has it knocked away. Puck is still battled for. Heiser in the deep left corner. Puck is still battled for. Now Heiser comes up with it. Heiser trying to work her way in front. Now back behind the cage. Heiser to the near side corner as the penalty comes to an end. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Heiser stick handles, gets it to the point. Ava Rohde. Rohde fires it. Save made with the left pad. Rebound to Flex into the right corner. Rohde with a good shot from the point. Getting the pad out there was goaltender Elizabeth Bowers for the Lightning. Puck is back up to center ice. Now turning the corner, trying to get up ice is Aaron Brizovar. Brizovar into the deep left corner for Lakeshore. Puck is taken away by the Storm. Central Wisconsin trying to chop it forward. Trying to get it now is Michaela Garam. Garam does get it back to center ice. Excuse me. Puck cleared all the way down ice. Will be chased down by the Lightning. Behind the cage, Lauren Dykema. Dykema's pass, no Lightning players picked off, and now a whistle and an offside called on Central Wisconsin as Sophie Boleyn brought it into the offensive zone. Thanks to our sponsors, including the Clover Belt Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, wrecked vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwasa.com. Face-off won by Central Wisconsin. Sophie Boleyn at the left-hand side. Stick handles through neutral. Moves it near side. Malia Barigi. Barigi will backhand it in deep. Goes in behind the cage. Storm off to a good start here in the second period. We've heard from the coach, sometimes you get off to a big lead early, get a good first period, then lose a little bit of the edge. But so far in this second period, they've been very, very solid. At the point, again, there's a shot by Boleyn. Blocker save made by Elizabeth Bowers. Puck is back to the point, but not out. Captain again. Barigi there. Mateo DePoit there as well. Barigi will backhand it to the left faceoff circle. Puck now moved off the near side boards by the Lightning. And finally, Lakeshore does get it out of their own zone. Rolled into the Central Wisconsin end. Picked up by Boleyn. Sophie Boleyn below the goal line on the near side. Boleyn trying to work her way through her own zone. Gets it ahead. Could not get it out of the zone. Capped in now by the Lightning. There's a shot. Goes over the crossbar from Caitlin Jumel. Rebound all the way back to the right point. Capped in for a moment by the Lightning and then flipped back to neutral by the Storm. Puck will roll it into the Lakeshore end. Storm will make a line change on the fly. Pass is knocked away by Whitmore. Whitmore still fighting for it. Whitmore behind the cage. Whitmore left-hand side. Whitmore still has it. Drops it off. Puck, Meverden. Meverden tried to get a shot on net. Did not get to the goaltender. Picked up now by the Lightning. Puck off the far side boards. Good play by the Storm. Kept in deep. Mara Meverden there. And now the puck moved to the near side corner. Picked up by the Lightning, but still plenty of pressure being put on by Central Wisconsin. Finally, the puck goes back to neutral. Rohde trying to chop at it for Central Wisconsin. Madeline Kelter as well. Getting tripped up is Rohde. Keeps fighting for it. Gets it over the blue line. And now the puck back to center. Rohde will play the puck. Moves it left to Boleyn. Boleyn gets it to Kelter. Kelter had it knocked away, but there's Ava Rohde to play it. Goes off the near side boards. Picked up by Novak for Lakeshore. Novak makes a nice little move. Moves to the right-hand side, but lost the puck. And then dumped in deep by Emma Brandt. Puck rolls behind the cage to the right wing corner. Under 11 minutes to go, second period. Still a 4-1 lead for Central Wisconsin. Now here comes the odd man rush the other way. Novak, Novak a shot between the circles. And goes wide of the cage. Odd player rush that time for the Lakeshore Lightning. Puck back to the point. There's a shot by Reed. Blocked in front. Goes to the near side corner. Storm now trying to get the puck out of trouble. Puck below the goal line. Left-hand side. There's a centering pass. Novak got a stick on it. Did not get it on goal. Puck back to the point. And picked up by the Storm. And Central Wisconsin will just ice it. Ten minutes and 23 seconds to go in period number two. Still a 4-1 lead for the Central Wisconsin Storm. Face-off left of Simonson. Win on the draw for the Lightning. Shot from the right point goes wide of the cage. Near side boards chased down by Malia Barigi. Barigi gets it back to center. Mateo DePoit fighting for it, but kept in now by the Lightning towards the left-hand side. Picked up by Michaela Garam. Garam behind her own cage. Garam will drop it off. Puck will be played deep in her own zone by Boleyn. Boleyn will bang it off the glass on the far side. Now chopping at it is Isabel Yonke. Yonke gets it back to center for Central Wisconsin. Puck is battle for it neutral. Picked up now by the Lightning. Into the zone comes Lakeshore, but they cough it up. Back to the point. Kept in again by the Lightning. Now finally the Storm will chop it out. Puck rolls into the Lakeshore end of the rink. Chasing it down is Sydney Bertolino. Bertolino below the goal line on the near side for the Lightning. Bertolino passes ahead. Kept in at the right point by Boleyn. Boleyn a shot wide to the left-hand pipe. Rebound on the far side boards. Berigi. Berigi fighting for the puck for Central Wisconsin. Puck comes loose. Kept in by the Storm. At the left point, Ava Rohde. Rohde will move it right. One-timer by Boleyn, but a half a whiff on it. And the puck is out picked up by Lakeshore. Up the left-hand side, Dykema. Dykema, left face-off circle. Fed in front. Nice job by Ava Rohde. Broke up that pass. Takes the puck. Gets it to the point. And now the puck goes back to neutral. Here comes Mero Meverden. Possible 2-on-1. Meverden throws it left. No, and not able to get the shot off is Ava Whitmore. Just off the edge of the blade of the stick for Whitmore on the left-hand side. Puck cleared back to neutral by Lakeshore. Another long stretch of hockey. Puck deflects, picked up again by the Storm. They'll roll it over the blue line on the right wing side as we near the midway point of the second period and the game. Meverden rolls it in deep. Below the goal line, right-hand side, Kelter. Kelter, right face-off circle. Kelter along the near side boards. Still fighting for that puck. Kelter doing a great job. Keeps the puck in for the Storm. Rolls it towards the right corner. Kelter chops it behind the cage. Puck is still played by the Storm. Left-hand side, thrown in front. Yurkovsky trying to find Kelter between the circles. Now Garam, right corner. Garam behind the cage. Garam looking for the wraparound, turns and fires, and a save is made. Good play by Garam. She took the puck behind the cage, came in front, tried to go up high, but right up against the right pipe was goaltender Elizabeth Bowers, who makes the stop and holds on. 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the second period. There's been no scoring here in the second period. Still a 4-1 lead for the Central Wisconsin Storm. Face-off won by the Storm. At the point, Garam moves it left-hand side. With it is Boleyn. She'll roll it in below the goal line. Brandt trying to get there for the Storm. Now in the right corner. With it is Heiser. Heiser behind the cage. Heiser moved towards the left-hand side. Heiser still fighting for that puck. Now goes in behind the net. Brandt is there now for Central Wisconsin. Emma Brandt has the puck. Moves it right face-off circle. Trying to keep her balance is Yurkovsky. Back to the point. Shot. Save is made. Rebound in front. And Brandt tried for the shot but bounced over her stick. And the puck will be cleared by Lakeshore. Rebound was left that time by Elizabeth Bowers. Trying to fight in front was Brandt. Made the attempt but could not get the stick on the puck. Puck back to center. With it is Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Heiser, right faceoff circle. Now between the circles. Had a poke checked away. Puck back to center with Lakeshore. Over the red line and then backhanded in deep by Novak. She'll peel off on a line change. 7:10 to go, second period. Still 4-1 Central Wisconsin. Played up by the Storm. No one there. Goes right back to center ice. And resetting at their own blue line will be the Lightning. Puck bouncing around. Picked up by Lakeshore. Puck still loose and now picked up by the Storm. Back up ice comes Jaden Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky got to the blue line, then poke checked away. Good stick work by Lauren Dykema. Dykema moves it near side. Puck is still bouncing around. Finally just dumped in by Lakeshore. Goes in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Ava Rohde moves it left-hand side. Now the Storm looking to counter. Puck moved to the right. With it is Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Heiser trying to work her way in front. Had it knocked away. Puck battle for at the right point, and now a penalty coming up. A delayed penalty on Central Wisconsin. Goaltender heads off for Lakeshore. They get an extra attacker out. Move to the near side. Still in their own zone. With it, Olivia Dykema. Dykema passes ahead. Now into the zone. Right-hand side, Jumel. Jumel into the right corner. Now takes a shot. Puck is knocked down and touched up by Matea DePoit for the Storm. And again, a power play chance coming up for the Lakeshore Lightning. 6:09 to go, second period. 4-1, Storm with the lead. Well, the Storm penalty kill has been very good so far today. They'll try to do it again. Face-off will be in the right circle to the left of goaltender Taylor Simonson. Win on the draw for the Lightning. Back to the point. There's a shot. Save is made. Looking for a deflection in front was Lakeshore, but did not occur. It goes into the equipment and held on to by Simonson. Heiser in the box for Central Wisconsin. Face off taken again by the Lightning, and a hand pass is called on Lakeshore. And that's a rather significant call because that means the faceoff comes all the way back in the other end. So instead of having a chance to set up in the offensive zone, Lakeshore has to win a draw back in their own zone, work their way back up ice, and they had a hard time doing that the last time they had a power play. Faceoff to the right of the goal. Won again by Lakeshore. Lightning trying to work their way up. Chloe Katzma up to center ice, left-hand side. Mojica into the zone. Mojica on the near side boards. Drops it off to Katzma. Katzma, left corner. Katzma moves it behind the cage. Puck rolls to the far side corner. Trying to set it up with a minute 27 to go on the power play. Katzma back on the right-hand side. Trying to settle the puck is Skasave. Now finally getting set will be the Lightning. Katzma now move to the right faceoff circle. Back to the point, Katzma deflected away. Trying to grab it is Maddie Kelter. And now the puck is grabbed by Central Wisconsin and Ava Whitmore, and she'll clear it all the way down ice. Whitmore trying to chase it down after clearing it. Puck deflects into the right corner. Whitmore will get to the puck. Whitmore moves along the boards. Whitmore still has it. Good work on the penalty kill by Ava Whitmore for Central Wisconsin. Back to center, then dumped in by Garum. Down to 48 seconds on the power play, 4:55 to go in the second period. And Central Wisconsin lead. Turnover, and Yurkowski, save is made. Turnover deep in their own zone by Lakeshore. And looking for the hat trick was Jaden Yurkowski for Central Wisconsin. Back up ice now come the Lightning. In the left corner, Lathrop. Lathrop trying to cut in front. Shot hit the side of the net. Now it will be tied up. Twenty-six seconds to go on the Gabby Heiser penalty. 4:35 to go in the second period. Central Wisconsin Storm 4, Lakeshore Lightning 1. Face-off in the near face-off circle. Battle for the puck. Picked up by the Lightning. Shot is blocked. The second opportunity gets on net. Stick to side by Simonson. Now between the circles. Opportunity. Not able to get the shot off was Lakeshore. Puck into left corner. Lightning back to the point. Held on to. Shot attempt deflected high. Final seconds of the penalty. Puck thrown in front now to the right wing corner. Chased down by Lakeshore. Down to two. Down to one. And now the penalty comes to an end. There's a shot thrown in front of the deflection. Goes wide of the cage. And then the goaltender is going to get called for a trip. Taylor Simonson tripped up one of the Lakeshore players right in front of her. And another power play coming up for the Lightning. That big goalie stick got caught up in the skates of one of the Lakeshore players. So after killing off 2 minutes of power play time, the Storm will have to do it again with 4:02 to go in the period. Officials getting together. Storm will have to decide who's going to serve this penalty. He's someone who is out on the ice for Central Wisconsin. It has been set. So another power play chance here for the Lightning. Excuse me. Puck is now battle for. Goes off the near side boards. Puck is played by the Lightning. Back to the point. There's a shot. Blocker save. Deflected over the crossbar by Simonson. Got the blocker. Then deflected it over the crossbar. Now right faceoff circle. Back to the point. Katzma. She'll fire it. Move to the near side. Puck is loose in front. And then diving head first on top of it is Taylor Simonson to get the whistle and the stoppage. Well, the Lakeshore power play has looked much better the last 2+ minutes than it did early in the period. They've been able to establish the zone. They've been able to establish some puck control as well, which they did not do on the earlier power play in the second period. Face off. Again, battle for near the dot. Picked up by the Lightning. Back to left point, Katzma. She'll move it off the right-hand boards. Kept in by the Lightning. Now right face-off circle. There's a shot. Stop is made. Another penalty coming up on Central Wisconsin. Delayed penalty on the right-hand side. Dykema. Dykema back to the point. Could not control it. Extra attacker out there again for Lakeshore. Katzma moves it right-hand side. Now the Lightning trying to reestablish the zone, and Jaden Yurkowski will touch up the puck. So a minute 7 of 5-on-3 power play time coming up for the Lakeshore Lightning. An opportunity for them to get back into this game. Michaela Garam will go into the box for the Storm. But right now it's a must, I would say, for Lakeshore to get a goal. And the Storm will try to survive here for the next minute 7. Face-off is fought for. Storm will clear it back to center ice. Cross-checking the call on Garam. Now into the zone again comes Lakeshore. With it on the right-hand side, Mojica. Mojica to the right face-off circle. Back to the right-hand point. Now skating in. Shot is blocked by Heiser. Heiser will pick it up, and Heiser will clear it out of the zone. Down to 42 seconds on the 5-on-3. Puck in behind the Lakeshore cage. Lightning have to go the full length of the ice. Putting pressure on is Heiser. As now puck up to center. Now Novick into the zone. Has the puck knocked away. But into the zone come the Lightning. Puck rolled into the right corner. Novick will pick it up. Looking for the wraparound. Shot and a save is made. And the whistle blows as the referee had lost sight of the puck. A wraparound attempt and getting to the near side pipe to make that save was Taylor Simonson. Offensive zone faceoff for Lakeshore with 21 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. 2:23 to go in the second period, and the Storm leading 4-1. Faceoff is fought for. Still loose left faceoff circle. Picked up now by the Lightning. Deep left corner. Back to the point, Katzma. Katzma stick handles. Katzma moves towards the left-hand faceoff circle. Little collision between a pair of Lakeshore players. They lost the puck. Picked up by the Storm and cleared back to center ice as the 5-on-3 comes to an end. 50 seconds to go on the 5-on-4 power play now for Lakeshore. Bad outlet pass picked up by Boleyn. Boleyn gives it off to Ava Rohde and she'll dump it in deep. Puck in behind the cage. 38 seconds to go in the power play now. Picked up by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore stick handles. Whitmore with the puck. Whitmore in the right corner. Still fighting. Oh, that's Yurkowski. Excuse me. 10, not 11. But Katzma will now take it for Lakeshore. Back up to center ice come the Lightning. Puck is off the near side boards. That should be an offside, and it will be an offside on the Lakeshore Lightning with 1:28 to go in the second period. 19 seconds to go on their power play, and the Storm still holding to a 4-1 lead. Well, the Storm have survived a lot of shorthanded time here in period number 2. Draw off the near side boards, picked up by Lakeshore. Into the zone, now coming in front. There's a feed in front, and good opportunity, but not getting much on that shot was Aaron Brezovar. And now 5 seconds on the power play. Right faceoff circle. Puck between the circles, knocked away. Kept control by Lakeshore. Back to the right point. There's a shot deflected wide of the cage as the penalty comes to an end. Puck is on the doorstep and frozen by Taylor Simonson. Well, the Storm are able to survive more than a minute of 5-on-3. And then an additional nearly a minute of 5-on-4 and still hold a 4-1 lead. Boy, I think the Storm would like to get this final 62 seconds off. Make sure it's 5-on-5 and then have a chance to take a deep breath. Face-off drawn in behind the cage. Picked up by Ava Rohde. Rohde moves it to the near side. Madeline Kelter will grab it. Trying to get it back up to center ice. Played now by Lakeshore at neutral. Puck moved to the right-hand side. Down to 49 seconds in the period. And now Whitmore trying to move it forward, had it knocked away. Puck still at neutral, and now rolled into the Storm zone. Trying to chase it down is Rohde. Ava Rohde stick handles behind her own cage. Rohde moves it to the far side, and Ava Whitmore. Whitmore will get it out of trouble, back to center ice. Puck is played by the Lightning, and now taken away again by the Storm. Back up ice, trying to work her way up as Ava Whitmore gets it to the blue line before it's taken away. Down to 20 seconds in the period. Puck will be played on the near side by Ava Rohde. Rohde will now move it forward. Now into the zone. Mara Mevernon dumps it in deep. 12 seconds in the period. Picked up by Lakeshore. Lightning get it back up the center. Now Lakeshore trying to rush it back up ice with 5 seconds in the period. Knocked away, however, by Rohde back to center, and that will do it for the second period of play. So the Central Wisconsin Storm don't add to their lead, but just as importantly, they don't see Lakeshore cut into it in the second period. So 4-1, Central Wisconsin with the lead over the Lakeshore Lightning. We'll come back, have our intermission report coming up next. This is Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.